بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد الحمد لله tonight is the 17th of October in the year 2020 alhamdulillah we're steadily going through the subsection in which we're relating with regards to the preparation for the eternal afterlife. And I've reached a point where I'm discussing the subject of death. And the last thing I mentioned is the report in which Mutarrif ibn Abdullah ibn al-Shakhir rahmatullah alayhi said, death has indeed spoiled the pleasure of those that seek pleasure. Therefore seek out that pleasure in which there is no death. Subhanallah. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi records it in his Ihya in the chapter on Dhikr al-Mawt, Remembrance of Death, page 12 of the English translation. Meaning it will disrupt. And this is why there's another report. The hadith is in Bazar Sahih. And the meaning of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that if a person is going through a hardship, death brings him ease. The remembrance of death brings him ease. And if he's going through ease, it alerts him. So look how beautiful. So either you're in ease or you're in hardship. And the Prophet ﷺ said, either way, death is excellent. If you're going through hardship, you think, well, death will put an end to it. Alhamdulillah. It gives you ease. But when you're going through a time where you're no tests, no tribulations, everything's going sweet, you might go off the rails. But when you remember death, what happens? It alerts you. You're thinking, still, death is around the corner. So here, this is what the Shaykh was referring to. He goes, seek pleasure in which there is no death. So of course you want to live a good life, a pleasurable life, but death disrupts it in this world. Therefore seek a place where there's no death. How beautifully did our beloved messenger sum up the whole matter when he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sufficient is death as a warner. Subhanallah. Sufficient is death as a warner. This is in Tabarani in his Awsat. Qudai in his Musnad 2-302, Ibn As-Sini in his Amal al-Yawm, number 164, Al-Haythami in Majma' al-Zawaid 10-308, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi in his Ihya in the chapter on Dhikr al-Mawt, Remembrance of Death, page 10 of the New English Translation. So look how beautiful. Sufficient is death as a warner. Isn't that true? You can talk about everything. You might even use the excuse, brother, doesn't apply to me. But which person can say when you talk about death, it doesn't apply to me? He has to apply to you. Everybody has to take, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in Ibn Sa'ad in his Tabaqat, everybody must traverse the well-trodden path. He called death the well-trodden path, meaning everybody has to traverse that path. And if you really reflect upon it, that's all you need to know. Sufficient is death as a warner. And as to those who have understood and prepared for the inevitable, then our beloved messenger famously said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, death is a precious gift to the believer. Death is a precious gift to the believer. This is in Tabarani in his Kabir, Hakim in his Mustadrak 4-319, Al-Haythami in Majma' al-Zawaid 2-320 and 10-309. Think about that. If somebody says, I've got a precious gift for you, you get happy. If it's not your enemy, right? If an enemy says it, then you've got problems. But if somebody who you know is greatly concerned over you, has affection for you, and he says, I've got a gift, please accept it, you get happy. And what is the gift that Allah Ta'ala gives to the believer? The precious gift, death. And think about how strange is that. If you say, brother, death is a gift, the guy can say, oh, brother, it might be a gift for you. Why is he reacting like that? And the response is, he's not prepared. If you prepared, you're ready. You're thinking, I'm trying my best, Ya Allah, keeping away from sins, doing my good deeds. If death comes now, Alhamdulillah, I'm in a good state. The great Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, if I was told that touching the pillar of this masjid will take my soul and there is no sin involved, no one would beat me into touching that pillar. Subhanallah, think about that. In Ibn Sa'ad and his Tabaqat. Imagine, same for us, there's that pillar. And I said, look, brothers, if you touch that pillar, you haven't committed suicide, but you will die. Would we rush to touch the pillar? And the answer is, most of us say, no. Why? And then the excuses, violence starts coming out. Oh, what it is, brother, I've got a. Why aren't you preparing now? So you understand? Look what he's telling you. In other words, he's ready. That's what he's saying. I'm ready for death. It's the gift. Takes you out of the troubles of the world. It's a precious gift. The reason being that one comes out of one's prison, together with the fact, our beloved messenger added, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, death is an atonement for every Muslim. Subhanallah. Death is an atonement for every Muslim. This is in Qudai in his Musnad 1-133, Abu Nu'im 3-121, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi in his Ihya, in the chapter on Dhikr al-Maut, Remembrance of Death, page 9 of the New English Translation. So what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min. The world is the prison for the believer. When you die, you come out of prison. Any person coming out of prison, unless he's institutionalized, doesn't he get happy? He's on cloud nine. There's your clothes, there's your goods, there's your keys, go. And that's how we should at least treat death. We're out of prison, alhamdulillah. But which person drags his feet? I don't want to leave myself. Yeah, what's happened to you? And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the cherry on the cake, death is an atonement for every Muslim. Meaning, that's why you go through those death pangs. It's the last point, Allah Ta'ala is purifying. So there may be something that's still needed for you to get that last kind of wash, as they say. Allah Ta'ala gives it to you. That's why people go through pain when they die. You know, it's the thing, look, he was ill for 2 months. He was ill for 3 days. Sometimes even a very short period of pain. Within a day, he fell seriously ill and he passed away. But that, we believe, if he's a Muslim, was all he needed for atonement. Look how beautiful that is. But do we think like that when death comes? Maybe it was for this reason that our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, death is equal to 300 blows with a sword. Death is equal to 300 blows with a sword. This is in Ibn Abi Dunya in his work on death, Hafiz Zabidi in his Al-Ithaf 10-260, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi in his Ihya, in the chapter on Dhikr al-Maut, Remembrance of Death, page 41 of the New English Translation. Think about that. If you are, obviously, most of us haven't been struck with a sword. If you've done jihad in the good old days, you can appreciate this hadith more so. So we have to just take it as it is. But we can, you know, hazard a guess how painful it is. A sharp sword strikes you once, can kill you. 300 strokes, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is the agony of death. But in another report, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is equal to 1,000 blows with a sword. This is in Abu Nu'aym al-Hilya 8-201. So is there a contradiction? No. For the purification, atonement of sins will naturally vary between the vast area of believers. If you have lived a very sinful life and Allah Ta'ala wants to purify you, 1,000 blows. That's how much pain you're going to be going through. If you've lived a less sinful life, 300 blows. The Prophet is varying the accounts. But whatever the case, how painful must they be? Think about that. 1,000 blows of the sword. People get petrified of the whip. Right? And the whip, imagine somebody goes, oh, he's forgot the whip. He's using the sword today. Oh my God. He might as well get coffee shroud. Right? And it's 1,000 blows, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. This purification will openly manifest. As our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, watch for 3 signs in the dying man. If his forehead sweats, his eyes shed tears, and his lips become dry, then the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has alighted upon him. However, if he should begin to choke like a man being strangled, his color turns red, and he starts foaming at the mouth, then this is from the chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has befallen him. Subhanallah. This is recorded by Al-Hakim al-Tirmidhi in his Nawadir al-Usul, number 125. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah in his Ihya, in the chapter on Dhikr al-Maut, Remembrance of Death, page 47 of the New English Translation. And let's look at this, is a bayan in itself. We're looking at it briefly. We want these 3 signs. We want our forehead to sweat. Now think about that. If you haven't got a knowledgeable person, when a person is dying, do you realize that's a good sign? All you're going to do is just wipe the sweat. That's what you're going to think of. You think, well, don't you realize that's a good sign? Secondly, his tears start coming. Tears start falling from his eyes. That's another good sign. And thirdly, his lips become dry. In other words, you'll notice that, it looks like his lips are like drying, as if his like moisture has left his lips. But the thief, Allah the Almighty preserve us, of chastisement is number one, it's like he's been strangled. So you get people like this, when they're dying, it's like they're choking. They'll do this. Right? That's a horrific sign of punishment. Secondly, obviously, what happens when you're choking? The color changes, the face goes red. And thirdly, form. When I, quite interesting. Form normally comes out when a person goes mad. Forming at his mouth, the punishment is descending. So go back to the previous report, blows of the sword. You can understand why the person's sweating. He's going through pain. He's shedding tears, going through pain, and his mouth is drying. The other is, A'udhu Billah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves. This also proves that if one suffers at the time of death, then this does not necessarily mean he is purified, unless the signs manifest. You understand? Some people think, oh, he was going through severe punishment. Alhamdulillah. Hang on a minute. We don't obviously speak ill to the family. But if you say, what was the signs? And he goes, he went through, it was a very painful death, just like the Prophet. And they always put the Prophet into it, it's sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hang on a minute. Okay, what were the signs? And if they say he was sweating, his eyes were shedding tears, his lips were dry, Alhamdulillah. But if they say, well, he was struggling, he was like he's choking, color changed, and he was foaming, then you know that that was a punishment. It's not purification. Have you understood? Very important to understand the difference. It's not necessarily he's getting purified, he might be getting punished. And this is why the Prophet mentioned these signs, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Clarifying further, our beloved Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the believer in this world can be likened to a fetus in his mother's womb, which cries when it emerges. But when it sees the light and begins to suckle, then no longer wishes to return to his former abode. Thus it is with the believer who suffers at death, but who, when brought to his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, no more desires to return to the world than a baby wishes to return to his mother's womb. Subhanallah. This is recorded by Ibn Abi Dunya in his Al-Mut, Hafiz Zabidi in his Al-Ithaf 10-384, Imam Ghazali in his Ihya in the chapter on Dhikr al-Mut, Remembrance of Death, page 130 of the New English Translation. So let's look at this beautiful report. So what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? The believer in the world, he is like to a fetus in the mother's womb. So look at how interesting. Why did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam liken the believer in the world to a child in the mother's womb? He explained, the child emerges, it cries. Isn't that true? Right? The child straight away cries. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, but when the child sees the light, begins to suckle, it settles, and it no longer wishes to go to the womb. So obviously you can't talk to the child, but the Prophet said that. That Allah, why? Because obviously, why would you want to go to such a constricted place if you've got the vastness of this universe? Then the Prophet explained, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so it is with the believer. He suffers at death, but who, when brought to his Lord, look at the similarity, he's like the child comes out of the womb. When he's brought to his Lord, he no more desires to return to the world than a baby wishes to return to his mother's womb. Subhanallah. All these signs, people don't even understand why. If you think about it, why does a child cry? Shouldn't it be glad it's come out of a constricted place? Why is it crying? Allah Ta'ala has done that for a reason. But people don't see the signs. And all of a sudden he settles and he's happy. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, exactly like the believer, he suffers. Why? Because when a child is coming into the world, who suffers? Both the mother and child. Sometimes the child dies in the process, or the mother. So the child is coming with pain, but when it comes out, it stops crying. It realizes the mother showing love and affection. It suckles. Who's looking after it? The same one who was looking after it in the womb. Look at the analogy that we've given with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the world, he's looking after you. And of course, in the akhirat, he'll be looking after you. So this explains, subhanallah, Whatever the case, we should always think well of our deceased brothers and sisters. In other words, these are signs that Allah Ta'ala has given. Unfortunately, people, if you're not, haven't got the knowledge, you don't realize that these are given signs by Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So all I mentioned in this short section was basically now talking about the subject of death. And what better way to sum up the matter than the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sufficient is death as a warning. Sufficient is death as a warning. And all those who this talk reaches, only this morning one of our dear brothers, Faisal, his father passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him in Pakistan. And how interesting that we're discussing the subject of death. So whoever hears this talk, benefits from this talk, please make a special dua for Brother Faisal's father. Allah Ta'ala has mercy and forgives his many failings. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, wa bihamdika rabbana shaddana jim, subhanallah rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat, wa asbil haqq, wa asbil sabr, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.